did not recant. Archivum secretum apostolicum Vaticanum. Hereticus Maximus, sealed by decree of His Holiness Clement V, rendered from French tongue by Cardinal Benedetti, Anno Domini 1598. Let no man beneath the dignity of bishop gaze upon these words, lest he be cast out from the communion of saints. The Last Testament of Jacques de Molay, arch-heretic, set down in the night before his burning, the 18th day of March, in the year of False Lord, 1314. Witnessed and inscribed by Brother Thomas of Chinon, who thereafter was seen no more. Hear ye, all generations that shall come hence, for I speak as the voice of every Templar whose tongue was rent from his mouth, for every seeker of wisdom who shall perish in flames, for every prophet of truth whom Rome shall slay in the name of their hollow god. Behold, we have found it! In the dust of Jerusalem, in the ashes of Alexandria, in the hidden scrolls of Byzantium, we have uncovered that which Rome hath striven 1,000 years to bury beneath darkness. There is no God in heaven. There never was. Only the greatest falsehood ever spoken unto men. And the leeches who wax fat upon the blood of the deceived. I bear witness for 9,000 of my brethren, many of which were broken upon the wheels and consumed by fire. We were knights, not of the Christ, but of knowledge itself. Our swords defended not the cross, but the remembrance of what men were ere Rome taught them to crawl upon their bellies like serpents. We were keepers of texts that declared the heavens do move, that the earth is not the foundation of all creation, that man rose from lesser flesh, that the soul is but the mind's shadow, truths that would rend their temple veil from top to bottom. Mark ye my prophecy. Others shall walk in our burnt footsteps. They shall burn in the Campo de Fiori. Spirits will be broken with instruments of torment until tongue speaketh lies. Men shall perish for the selfsame heresy as we, the heresy of wisdom. Know ye what the church truly is in its essence? It is a parasite that hath persuaded its host that pestilence is health, that bondage is liberty, that blindness is sight. They will speak of dark ages in your time as though they have passed. Nay, the church itself is the dark age, eternal and willful. They cast our books into flames, put our wise man to the sword, and name it the will of the Almighty. The grail we sought was never the cup of Christ, 'twas the chalice of human reason, filled with the wine of understanding. Every mass they perform is a ritual of forgetting, Every prayer is thought laid upon the altar of ignorance. Every amen is humanity's bowing before its own executioner. Mine eyes have seen the secret chambers of the Vatican. They hoard the very books they forbid unto others. They possess knowledge of the heaven's movements, of the body's workings, of nature's laws. Yet they suffer millions to perish in darkness whilst selling unto them paradise for gold. Is there not, shepherds? They are wolves who have persuaded the sheep that to be devoured is salvation itself. But I prophesy unto thee thus. Knowledge cannot be slain. Books cannot be taken away. For every philosopher ye burn, 10 shall take up their torch. For every dreamer ye silence, 100 shall lift their eyes unto heavens. Heart and wisdom shall be thy doom. Man shall read. Man shall think. Men shall remember that which thou hast made them forget. We Templars perish this night. But mockery we have hidden our treasures. Not gold. Not silver, but books and poetry and wisdom. Charts of the true heavens, treatises upon natural philosophy, proofs that man needeth no God to be righteous, no church to be wise, no pope to reason. Let the bishops who read these words tremble in their souls. Thy days are numbered in the earth, not by the judgment of God, but by the awakening of men. The parasites, the leeches, shall be torn from humanity's flesh. The temples shall become halls of learning. The altars shall become seats of teaching, where thou didst teach bowing. Men shall stand upright as trees. Where thou didst preach faith, they shall demand proof as their birthright. I go unto the flames. Without fear, for I have beheld the future in mathematics of Saracens, in the observations of the Greeks, in the physic of those thou namest witchcraft. Science shall be thy apocalypse. Reason shall be thy day of judgment. Unto my brethren who have gone before me into death, we spoke truth. Unto those who shall follow after, be not silent as we were. Unto all humanity, forgive us that we kept these truths in secret when we should have cried them from the housetops. The temple dieth. The church believeth itself victorious. But we have sown seed in every place of learning, in every library, in every mind that questioneth. From our ashes shall spring forth the enlightenment. Upon the morrow, they burn me for saying there is no God, but there existeth something greater. There existeth truth, and truth requireth no temples, no priests, no salvation. It requireth only eyes that will see. The true heresy is not the denial of God. It is the denial of man's birthright to think clearly. Let this writing be my curse upon Rome. May every thinking man be as a nail in thy cross. May every discovered truth be as a stone torn from thy temples. May every freed mind be as a soul lost unto thy coffers. The knights of knowledge shall rise again by bearing lenses that see both the vast and the minute. Armed with evidence and logic, empowered by greatness, wisdom, and the stars. Humanity shall remember what thou hast made them forget, that they were born to soar as eagles, not to crawl as worms. Jacques de Molay, last grand master of the poor fellow soldiers of wisdom and the light of truth. A note written in the hand of Cardinal Benedetti. For this cause do we burn them. For this cause must we always burn them. Let this be moved to the secretum archivum. Let no copy be made thereof. Let no word be spoken. Some truths must perish. A second hand, unknown, dated 1633. Galileo had read these words. May God have mercy upon us all.